One of the boys at school called me stupid because I'm blind. But Grandma said I can see with my heart.
That was a really mean thing for him to say. Just remember, you are special. Hi, you're listening to the one and only Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. Do you know someone with a disability? You know, somebody who might be blind or maybe in a wheelchair? Sometimes other kids say mean things to people who are disabled, mostly because they're scared of people who are different. Just remember that no matter what problems you face, God made you special and He loves you. Plus, if you're a believer in Him, you'll be with Him someday. And in heaven, we'll all have brand new bodies, no disabilities at all. 2 Corinthians 5:1 says, "We will have a house in heaven, an eternal body made for us by God Himself." So let's listen to our story. It's entitled, Seeing with Your Heart. Maggie was born blind. The doctors called it a random congenital birth defect. But Maggie's parents gave her lots of love, and she learned to read Braille and use a white cane when she walked. Maggie could do everything other children did. She just did things a little differently. One day, Maggie came home from school crying. She found Grandma in the kitchen making dinner. The smell of hot roast beef made Maggie's stomach grumble so loudly she almost forgot why she was sad. "Oh, no," Grandma said. "What's wrong?" Maggie sniffled. "A boy at school laughed at me. He told me I was stupid because I couldn't see anything." Grandma sat down at the table and pulled Maggie onto her lap. That was a cruel thing for him to say. But he was also very wrong. You can see all kinds of things. In fact, I would argue that you see better than most people. "What are you talking about?" asked Maggie. She laid her head against Grandma's shoulder. "You see with your heart," said Grandma. "You have the Holy Spirit in you who allows you to see God's truth. The Bible tells us the Word of God lights our way like a lamp, and Jesus tells us He is the light of the world. We don't need physical sight to see how much He loves us." "Yeah," said Maggie, "I guess that's true." "Of course it's true," Grandma replied. "People may say mean things because you're different from them, but always remember that God loves you just as you are. He's worked in your heart so you could see His great love for you. And one day, when Jesus returns and gives us new bodies, He'll restore your physical sight too. Until then, you can help others see God's love by shining His light and treating them kindly, even when they're mean to you." "Thanks," said Maggie. "That makes me feel special." "You are very special," Grandma said as she hugged Maggie tightly. All of a sudden, Maggie's stomach gave a loud rumble. Grandma laughed. "It sounds like you're also very hungry. Come on, neither of us needs physical sight to know it's time for dinner." So what about you? Do you ever feel lonely or misunderstood? Have other people made fun of you for being different? When others ignore you or say cruel things, remember that God sees you and loves you. He gives us the ability to see with our hearts. Let the light of His love guide you in times of darkness and shine in your life. Our key verse is John 8:12.
When Jesus spoke again to the people, He said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life."
And our key thought today, see the light of God's love. If you love the Keys for Kids stories every day, now you can read them for yourself on your Nook or Kindle. Grab a parent and go to keysforkids.net and click shop. Jump into His Word today with the Keys for Kids ebook at keysforkids.net. As always, I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.